Hi, and welcome to Menstrual Cycle Mastery with me, your host, Lisa DeYoung. I'm an educator, coach, and group facilitator passionate about exploring the menstrual cycle and the experience of pain or suffering many of us have. Using a mind-body approach and the menstrual cycle mastery skills, I support individuals to reconnect with their cycle and find relief, and I train professionals who want to guide others in this work. Freedom from suffering is possible for you, and there's so much more waiting for you on the other side. Let's dive in. Hi folks, it is Lisa here and I am back with the podcast. And as you can see, as you can hear, we have changed the name from Pain to Power to Menstrual Cycle Mastery. So I'm very excited about that. And in this episode, I'm going to be chatting about the last year and a half, a few updates from me personally and professionally, what's going on for me in work, what to expect from the podcast, what's to come, etc. And yeah, I'm a little nervous because it's been a year and a half since I recorded this podcast last January. So I think January 2024 was when I took a break from the From Pain to Power podcast. And the reason I did that was because I was feeling intuitively that I needed to hit pause on a few things, and the podcast was one of them. And I did that because I needed to create space in my life, in my professional life in particular, so that I could really give the time and energy to build the courses that I was building and building my body of work and prioritizing that when you're building a business, especially in the first, 5 years. If you stick it out, the energy and the focus can shift and change a lot because I don't have a huge team around me doing all these things for me. A lot of it is me. Most of it is me. 99% of it is me. I do have help, but the majority of it is me. And I also run a coaching business that is, I like to call it a practice-oriented coaching business. So yes, I run a business. It's a small business. It's my own business. But my priority is my coaching practice. What do I mean by that? I mean, my priority is the work I do with my clients and my students in my courses and how I look after myself, my coaching skills, my reflective practice, all of the soft skills and the internal tools that I need in order to really help people with what it is that I'm here to help them with. And in this case, it's their menstrual cycle and chronic pain. And so that's my priority. And yeah, for that reason, I took a break from the podcast. I didn't know how long the break was going to be, but I know myself well enough now and I'm rooted enough in my own creative cycle and my own creative process. And I'm also rooted enough in trusting cycles, which is what we're going to be talking about on this podcast, to know that, yeah, that it's okay to take breaks from things like that and to follow your intuition and to hit pause and really think through your priorities in order to grow something or focus on something or not be drained and scattered everywhere. That's very important for me as well. So I'm so excited to be back. We're going to be doing weekly episodes and I'm going to be talking about lots of topics that you can hear about in the intro and in the trailer. So the menstrual cycle, my body of work, which is called the Menstrual Cycle Mastery Skills, the courses I run. We're going to have graduates from my professional training school, the Menstrual Coach Academy, and also clients, hopefully, if they're brave enough to come on and speak with me about their experience doing this work. And then, yeah, we're going to just continue on with all the different topics that we have been exploring within the previous iteration of this podcast. So I want to take a moment to share with you a little bit about what I've been doing over the last year and a half and where I'm at professionally and personally. So we ran two more rounds of the Menstrual Coach Academy professional training, and that's just growing from strength to strength. I've just finished up a cohort. It is now 2025, so we finished up in March, April. And it was beautiful. We had students from all over the world, all different countries, different time zones. And yeah, it was just such a beautiful program. I'm going to be doing another podcast episode going into more detail on what that is exactly, what we do in the program, and how I teach that, what to expect, etc. So that actually is now open for booking if you're interested in training in this work that I teach as a professional, or maybe you want to deep dive into your own personal process. You're more than welcome to join us over in the Menstrual Coach Academy. I will leave the link in the show notes for that. We start in early September, and it's going to be another beautiful 6 months of professionals from all different backgrounds, all humans, and coming in and diving deep into this mind-body work of the menstrual cycle. Yeah, and you can have a look on our website, menstrualcoachacademy.com, and I have an information booklet there too, which goes into a lot more detail on what that is and how I teach it. So yeah, I've been focused on that. I have been focused on growing a team as well, which is very slow, but it is happening. And it's something I've had to really do a lot of professional development on too, is learning how to figure out what it is I need help with. And sometimes that can be confusing, because sometimes, you know, I'd say you can probably relate to this in your personal life, and I can too. Sometimes we think the problem is A and we need help with A, and then we get help with A, but then we don't get the relief with that. And then we realize, oh no, the problem is, it's not even B, it's like X, Y, and Z, and we need help with that other thing. I've really been exploring that within myself, both personally and professionally, and helping clients with that as well. So yeah, growing a team. I have the wonderful Brianna doing my social media for me, and she is also a graduate of the Menstrual Coach Academy from 2 years ago. And yeah, and so she's also stepping into a bigger role with me as well soon, helping me with podcasts, which is very exciting. And I have Roma, who is our audio and video editor, and also growing that role too. So that's very exciting as we grow the podcast. And yeah, just been deepening into developing my body of work, the menstrual cycle mastery skills, teaching, facilitation, coaching, getting very clear on what works for you guys, for my clients, what doesn't work, and really refining that. And that takes a long time. You know, in the Menstrual Coach Academy, I talk a lot about building a practice-oriented business, and it can be slow. It's a slow build. We're not growing a huge, big, flashy brand. You know, we're growing an academy. You know, we're growing a school, an online campus, a body of work, a way of working, and a community of people who are wanting to be part of that body of work and live, be in the living of that work, and needing the help with that. And that does take time. So yeah, I've been doing that. I've also been doing supervision, which has also been really good, is offering supervision support to graduates of the academy, and then some other professionals as well who want my help in their professional practice. And that's been really wonderful too. So that's been going on professionally. Then personally, I've had a lot happen personally over the last year and a half. A lot of ups and downs. I have had, my health has been really good. I've really, really been living this work myself, particularly around chronic pain and the work I now do for myself with regards to how I manage and navigate chronic pain. And I'm really happy to say that I have been more or less pain-free for over a year now in relation to my menstrual cycle. But I always say, you know, one cycle at a time, and it's, you know, we never know what's around the corner. You know, I really try to practice being present in my experience. But some of the tools and skills that I teach to my clients, you know, there was a time where I was kind of jealous because my clients were getting better results than I was. And I had to become my own coach. You know, I had to become my own best coach. And I managed to do that. It took a while, but I'm really pleased to say that I have a lot to say about this. And again, we can explore it in more detail, but I really have a lot more peace with my menstrual cycle and a lot less fear and a lot less suffering. And that's not to say I don't feel discomfort and I get difficult moments and difficult days. Of course I do. But I've managed to sustain a lot of the relief and the healing in regards to my cycle. So that's one of the reasons why I have decided to go all in on this menstrual cycle mastery wording, because it is, we're mastering these internal skills. We're mastering our relationship with our cycle, our relationship with all the different topics that I teach, and getting to that place where you feel like you've got skills, you know, where you feel like I'm mastering my cycle in spite of the outcome, in spite of the results, but you really feel solid in your own internal skills that you practice inside of yourself. And again, we're going to be revealing what those are. And I teach these skills in the upcoming Menstrual Mastery Collective. So I am going to be opening a membership community instead of running courses that are open and closing. I'm going to be opening a membership just to make it that bit easier for myself as well and for people in different time zones. And that will also allow for other, I want to bring in some new facilitators too into that work in the future. But yeah, we're going to have a membership which will be the Menstrual Mastery Collective, where you will get access to all of the curriculum that you can watch and read and engage in your own time. And then on the calls, we're going to be having coaching calls and integration calls where you can then come and be part of the community and get support with turning the information into integration, right? So living from it and getting results that way, which is really the core of my work. So many people who come to me, they've read all the books, they listen to all the podcasts, they know the information, but they're still stuck. They're not getting results. And there's a huge missing piece between knowing stuff in our head and getting that like dopamine hit of like knowledge versus integrating it and living it and being in the work. And that's still what I'm working on. I certainly haven't yet gotten to the kind of like quote unquote enlightenment place that I don't believe in, but I do practice mastering the skills and yeah, seeing myself as a skilled woman when it comes to the menstrual cycle and my own internal agency around all the things that I teach. So that's been great, having a lot of relief from pain. And then the big news as well is, I'm sure you all saw on social media, I also got engaged in January this year, January 2025, to my now fiance Richard. So that has been a huge event in my life, and we're planning a wedding for April 2026. And yeah, I've so much to say on this topic, a lot of things to share, and I have been through a lot with it inside of me, a lot of emotions and fear and delight and love and excitement and joy. It's just a complete roller coaster of emotion, and then my head making all sorts of meaning. And then also as well, and this is something I really talk a lot about in my work, is the systemic lens. I talk a lot about this particularly in the Menstrual Coach Academy, where we talk about the collective consciousness of something. So in my work, it's the collective consciousness of the menstrual cycle, or even better, the collective unconscious of the menstrual cycle, and how we take on these messages from that collective and how they then get, you know, digested in our bones, in our tissues, in our body. And how we can separate from that collective if it's harmful and create a new story, which is hard to do because one of the reasons we adhere to that collective story is to belong. And belonging is a really important need. You know, if we don't belong, it threatens our survival. So yeah, it's a huge piece of work that I do with the menstrual cycle, is looking at the impact of the systemic on the individual and how we can heal that in ourselves. And in a group as well, it takes a group to do that. And I've been thinking about that a lot in relation to getting engaged and planning a wedding and all of that and being the bride and just all of it. There's a lot for me to share there. And a lot of, even though I do this work and I'm very skilled and experienced at disentangling the enmeshment between the collective unconscious and the individual, I'm still a human and I'm still vulnerable and I'm, you know, still just a girl who wanted to get married and living in a country where there is a lot of stuff around weddings and getting married and brides and dresses and cakes and all of that. So yeah, it's been very interesting, and I can definitely share more about that if you want. You can let me know. It's just, I don't necessarily want to be going on and on about it, but it's definitely something that really got my attention, is the getting engaged, getting married, all of that stuff. What else has been going on for me? Yeah, that's really it. And I'm still based in Wicklow in Ireland, and I'm just so excited to be back here with you all. I know a lot of you are fans of my work, or maybe you've just found my work. Maybe you're on my newsletter, or maybe you were listening to the From Pain to Power podcast in the past. And I just want to say, I love you. I see you, I hear you, and I'm so glad you're here. And I'm excited that you're in this world with me. And yeah, I want to get to know you as well. So we're going to be putting more episodes up on YouTube where you can watch videos. And I still do my weekly newsletters as well. If you're interested in hearing from me weekly, I write a little love letter to my readers weekly. So you can sign up to that via the link in the show notes. And yeah, and if you're interested in working with me, if you're interested in diving into this work and being part of this recovery work, integrity building work, healing work, working with the menstrual cycle, and if you're drawn to my approach, I encourage you to check out the, well, it's going to be launching soon. It'll actually be launching hopefully this side of Christmas. So before Christmas 2025, the Menstrual Mastery Collective, you can join the waitlist for that. I'll put a link in the show notes. And if you're ready to go even deeper, and if you're wanting professional support, and either deeper for yourself or deeper for your professional practice, maybe you're a coach or a healer or facilitator or educator, or really any profession can come forward. We have the Menstrual Coach Academy that is starting in early September. I think the deadline to apply is the 2nd of September. And the early bird deadline for that is the 1st of August if you want to get in on the early bird bonuses too. And I would love to have you there. It's one of my favorite things to teach every year. And my students and my graduates are just incredible, incredible people. You can read their testimonials on the website. I'll link that in the show notes too. But that is it for me. I just wanted to hop on and say a big hello and welcome back to the podcast, to Menstrual Cycle Mastery. I can't believe I'm going all in on the mastery. Very exciting. And I'm going to be continuing to teach, to speak, to share. And if you are a former student, graduate, or client, I'd love to hear from you. Get in touch. I'm hoping to get some of you on the podcast just to reconnect. I'd love to hear how this work has supported you, has impacted you, has changed you, what you're doing with it now, where you're at. So do get in touch. You can send me an email, lisa@lisadeyoungcoaching.com. And yeah, we can schedule a call and get you on the podcast. So big love from me, and I will see you in the next episode. Take good care. Thanks for joining me on the Menstrual Cycle Mastery podcast. If you'd like to begin this work with me, I run the Menstrual Mastery Collective, a monthly membership where you can dive deep into this work live alongside me and a supportive community. I'm also the founder of the Menstrual Coach Academy, a professional training space for trauma-informed coaching and facilitation. Head on over to the links in the bio to sign up for courses, programs, and grab any resources available. I'm so glad you're here.